You're on ABC Local Radio. My name's Tim. How are you going? I hope you're well this morning, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Interesting story popped up in the last little while. Made headlines because it's a good headline. Pharrell Williams, who's behind, of course, the hit song Happy, turns out, even though his music has been streamed 43 million times, or to be more specific, this track has been streamed 43 million times. He only got $3,000. It's not a lot of money for such a successful song. The service in question here is Pandora, much like Spotify. And you will have heard of these services that allow you to stream songs for a minimal fee. But if it's a subscription service, where's the money going? We thought we might speak to Stuart Coop, radio presenter, also music commentator, and find out what he thinks about Spotify and Pandora. Welcome to the studio, Stuart.
Thanks, Tim. Nice to be with you.
43 million times people listened to this song, but the artist in their hand got $3,000. Now, I think there's slightly more to the story. He may have got a little bit more, but we're talking about sort of the $20,000 mark. We're not talking about much more than that. Spotify, Pandora, what's going on?
Well, and we're talking about a story which is echoed amongst so many clearly superstars. Lady Gaga has had issues with these streaming services as well, right down to, you know, emerging independent artists. You're right, the deal is for free or for a small subscription, you can pretty much listen online, on your phone, whatever, you know, way you want to listen to this vast library of recorded music, and you pay virtually nothing for it. But even less goes back to the artist. It's a weird anomaly where, you know, you get 43 million plays of a song and you get such a little return to the person who created it and whose recording it is. Now, people like me, I'm not a big fan of streaming. I can appreciate what it does, but there seems to be a massive imbalance between the people that have started these companies, who are not exactly on, as the cliche goes, on struggle street, but the money that is actually flowing back to the people that create the content in the first place. I run a record label called Laughing Outlaw Records, which I have done since 1999. And I say to most of my artists, look, at the end of the day, it's your decision whether you place your music on one of these streaming services. But I said, if you're not out touring all of the time and selling bucket loads of merchandise, which is where the money is these days in the music business, then don't put your music up on Spotify, because it's a massive disincentive for anyone to pay for your music. You know, why would you walk back home, get back home, you've just seen a great show or you've heard how great this particular artist is, and you go, whoa, hang on, I've got a choice here. I can go to a CD shop or go online and buy their new record for, say, $20, or I can go to Spotify or Pandora or one of a host of other streaming services, and I can listen to it for free, or maybe $2 or $3 a month. What are you going to do?
But hold on a second. Some people are going to say, well, it was always thus. Back in the old days, the record label would take most of the cash. The artist was always the one who was getting dudded unless they were absolutely massive. This is just history repeating.
Even at their worst, major record labels were never as bad as these streaming services. I hear your point totally. I mean, contracts forever have been weighted very, very heavily towards the record label, but they have not been anywhere near as brutal as these deals. And you've got to remember that also the record labels are still going to be taking their cut out of this money, because they released the record in the first place. So, you know, with someone like Pharrell Williams, maybe there's a payment of, you know, a certain couple of $1,000s, then everyone else takes their cut. You know, his take-home pay on this is going to be even less. The music industry has never been renowned for being, you know, pro-artist, but certainly over the last, you know, recent times, deals have swung more back towards being much more favourable towards the artist. And you also got to remember that, you know, these superstars in particular, you know, they can bargain pretty heavily. So they're going to be getting it. The people I feel totally sorry for are the younger, more, you know, naive, emerging artists. They've got no bargaining chips whatsoever, nothing to play with. They just have to sit there and go, okay, well, you know, Pharrell Williams is getting, say, $5,000. Well, I'm getting, if I'm lucky, $50 for what I've done. So, look, some people say they're fantastic because they do introduce a mass audience to a lot of music that they might not hear otherwise and they might not go out and buy. There is an upside. But the money really in 2015, 16 is coming from live performance.
Very quickly, what do you want conscientious punters to do?
We want conscientious punters, if they are using a streaming service and they are getting exposed to music for virtually nothing, we want them to, if they're not going to go and buy the physical CD or go and pay for a digital download of an album, we want them to go and see the artist perform live. Then we want them to buy 4 t-shirts, 3 drink coasters, 5 baseball caps, buy lots of merchandise and tell all their friends to go and see the artist play live.
It is a fascinating story. It does make me wonder how much artists get from being on YouTube, because that's where I must admit I access a lot of this stuff, and it is for free and you watch it. You won't find James Brown, you won't find some of the artists, but most people are there and they must be there because they've said there is some money in it. So I'd love to know how much people get from YouTube.
I can answer in 2 words. Not much. Something, but not much.
Yes. I wonder how many artists just have to be happy that people like their art. And that's about the long and short of it. Stuart Cooper, thank you so much for giving us a bit of your wisdom on the subject of Pharrell Williams and his $3,000.
No worries, Tim.